Police have two suspects in custody after two rifles and $25,850 in illegal drugs were seized during the search of an apartment earlier this week, including one who Police Chief Hugh Stevenson says has a well-documented history of possessing firearms and ammunition. On Tuesday, Sault Ste. Marie police started investigating people thought to be in possession of firearms in the 200 block of Great Northern Road. On Wednesday morning, detectives executed a search warrant in a residential building where they say they seized about 144.5 grams of suspected fentanyl, around 41.75 grams of suspected cocaine, a cutting agent, a loaded magazine, drug packaging material, a digital scale, $1,610 in Canadian currency, methamphetamine and hydromorphone tablets, two rifles, one of which was loaded, and 10 rounds of ammunition. Sierra Lynn Naden, 29, has been charged with breach of firearms regulation, store firearm or restricted weapon X2, careless storage of ammunition X2, knowledge of unauthorized possession of firearm X2, possession of weapon for dangerous purpose X2, possession of Schedule 1 substance for purpose of trafficking X2, possession of Schedule 1 substance X2, unauthorized possession of firearm X2. Jacques Roy, 27, has been charged with breach of firearms regulation, storage firearm or restricted weapon X2, careless storage of firearm, weapon, prohibited device, or ammunition X2, knowledge of unauthorized possession of firearm X2, possession of Schedule 1 substance X2, possession of Schedule 1 substance for purpose of trafficking X2, possession of firearm or ammunition contrary to Prohibition Order X16, possession of weapon for dangerous purpose X2, possession of property obtained by crime under $5,000, unauthorized possession of a firearm X2. Both accused were held in custody pending a bail hearing. None of the allegations have been tested in court and the accused are considered innocent unless proven guilty. Given the charges laid, it is clear the second accused in this case, Roy, has a well-documented history of possessing firearms and ammunition, said Chief Hugh Stevenson. This pattern of repeat offenses underscores the urgent need for accountability and ensuring that individuals involved in incidents with weapons remain in custody.